This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
John.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
Mark, back fresh from Vegas.
That's right.
Guess you probably can't talk about what happened in Vegas. Them's the rules.
They swear you on the way out that you can't.
That's not true, is it?
Well, it's Southwest they do.
Oh, really? Oh, man. I don't know if you've seen the video of the Southwest. He seems a little flaming, maybe gay, one of their stewardesses. Well,
he's a steward.
Attendants, flight attendants, giving this epic pre-flight instruction speech.
Yeah,
I'm hilarious.
Well, the one of the guys who, I'm just guessing, right? Like, he might be light in the loafers too.
Mm-hmm.
Gave an awesome one, and maybe it's the same guy, maybe it's not. But they kind of pride themselves on being
funny. They're
funny,
funny on the Southwest. Yeah. I always enjoy that, and they have a good time with that stuff. Anyway, share your thoughts with us here. 855-450-FREE. Salon.com has a story about some of the best trolls out there right now at the moment. The Satanic Temple, as they are calling themselves. We have reported on some of the things that they've been doing in the news recently, and they're back in the news again. Now, you may recall, if you've listened to this show in the last year, it was earlier this year that Oklahoma, they have a statue, like a very large kind of sculpture thing out in front of the Oklahoma State House. And this is a sculpture statue to the Ten Commandments. And basically, the Satanic Temple has now come into Oklahoma to say that this is sort of where they really made a splash in the news, to say, well, if you're going to allow them to have a statue of the Ten Commandments out front of your state building, well, then we should be able to have ourselves a Satanic statue. And so they've been moving forward with trying to make that happen. It's my understanding that the Oklahoma government guys have put a moratorium on all new statues out in front of
no statues now
the state house. But
don't you think that this is the Satanic Church that you're talking about here?
The Satanic Temple.
The Satanic Temple. That's really what their goal was, right?
What?
Their goal was to prevent legislators, to show legislators through lampoon what it meant to what religious freedom means. Religious freedom means the government doesn't pick a religion. It doesn't take sides. It doesn't pick winners in religion. It means that, I'm pretty sure that the Satanic Temple didn't think that any Oklahoman government was going to allow them to put a giant bronze Baphomet out in front of their courthouse.
I don't think they're going to do it in bronze, but they did come up with the actual statue. I mean, they apparently had a $20,000 donation or something like that.
Well, this is a really important issue that local politicians who think they can just do whatever they want, they need the looming sword of Damocles in the form of a bronze Baphomet
right
there ready to be drilled into the ground if that's what they wish to do.
Well, so, if you recall, they did create the actual statue. They're ready to roll with this as soon as they get the chance to install it in Oklahoma outside of the state house there. And they've actually made it to where they made some sort of a cast to where they can duplicate the statue. So they could have more than one of these things in theory. Anyway, it's interesting because it brings up the question of separation of church and state, which, of course, was one of the initial reasons for the formation of this country, right? Was that there was an official state religion back when, King George was around.
Well, there are plenty of state religions in states around the United States. I mean, I believe New Hampshire had one, the Puritans, that are now Congregationalists.
So you're saying that I didn't realize that was the case about New Hampshire.
I believe so.
Well, anyway, one of the formation of the ideas forming the country was that the state shouldn't have a religion, that we should have freedom of religion. And if you want freedom from religion as well, you should have that freedom also. But the Satanic Temple is at it again. Now it's Orange County, Florida, where a judge has ruled last month that religious pamphlets could be distributed in a school district in Orange County, Florida. And by that, I presume they mean actually in the schools, because obviously in the school district, you can do it if it's on the streets. In the wake of this ruling, the Satanic Temple is now handing out its own religious literature to Orange County schools called the Satanic Children's Big Book of Activities. The judge ruled that if Christian materials, Bibles, and other literature were allowed to be disseminated, atheist literature should be allowed as well. The Satanic Temple, which was able to petition for a goat-headed statue in Oklahoma, is responding to this ruling with kid-friendly literature of their own. Satanic Temple spokesman Lucian Greaves explained to the Raw story, quote, "The organization would never seek to establish a precedent of disseminating our religious materials in public schools because we believe our constitutional values are better served by respecting a strong separation of church and state. However, if a public school board is going to allow religious pamphlets and full Bibles to be distributed to students, as is the case in Orange County, Florida, we think the responsible thing to do is ensure that these students are given access to a variety of differing religion or religious opinions, as opposed to standing idly by while one religious voice dominates the discourse and delivers propaganda to the youth."
So that sounds to me like a bunch of atheists lampooning a bunch of Christians. Doesn't that sound that way to you?
It sure does come off that way. And
that's why I think that... I don't know. I guess I support their efforts, but I just feel like, I don't know. Maybe atheists just can't get their message across. Maybe this is what has to be done.
Well, they're certainly not pushing a message of atheism, though, right? I mean, if they were atheists, then why, you know, they say here that the atheists are allowed to go and distribute atheist literature. That's what the judge's decision essentially said. So if they were wanting to do atheist-y sort of things, why not come right out and have some American atheist pamphlets or something like that?
Well, why not let, Muslims or Buddhists or whomever distribute pamphlets in schools? I don't know exactly what I think about it. If every religion can do it, I suppose it's not that big of a problem. But generally, in geographic areas in the United States, most geographic areas, you have, one religion tends to be more dominant than others.
Well, what I find myself wondering is, who is doing the distributing? Are they allowing adults to come on the school campus and hand out this information? If not, is it only the students that are allowed to do it? And if that's the case, it would seem like it'd be pretty difficult to find satanic children to go on the campus and essentially engage in this trolling behavior.
It does seem strange.
Yeah. So I'm interested in knowing more about the case. Maybe you're there in Orange County in Florida, and you can comment. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. But what they're giving out, or what they intend to give out, I don't know if they've actually done it yet. The article says that they are, is the Satanic Children's Big Book of Activities. And ultimately, it's a kind of a coloring game book sort of thing. They've got to connect the dots with a head of Baphomet.
Oh, God.
Some numbers around it. And that if you connect the dots, you make a pentagram, apparently, out of...
I kind of hope that this never gets distributed to a single child.
There's compare the pictures sort of things. Annabelle is spreading knowledge and helping to dispel fear and ignorance by demonstrating her satanic ritual for her class. Help find six differences to help her. And then there's a jumble where there's some, mixed up letters for words. I haven't taken the time to actually unjumble these words, but I suspect they are going to be Satan related. There's a coloring page in the book. Here's a 10-page words. There's a word search as well. So those are some of the activities. There's a maze in the book. And kids would be into this, right? Like if you handed a child a book of fun activities.
When you go to a restaurant, they'll have, they'll have the activity.
Menu.
Yeah. And then, like you go through the maze and you can end up, right at Roy Chicken's house or whatever.
It's very much like that. So Graves also explains that it's an opportunity for children to learn about and be exposed to other religions. He says, "I'm quite certain that all of the children in these Florida schools are already aware of the Christian religion and its Bible, and this might be the first exposure these children have to the actual practice of Satanism. We think many students will be very curious to see what we offer." So we'll continue here. You are welcome to share your thoughts. Is this what you'd like to see in your local school district? Is, the ability for churches to come on campus and recruit hand out propaganda to students? The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And I'm somebody who has gone on school campus after school hours, like right as school's gotten out and handed out propaganda to students. So I think it should be legal for this to happen. During school hours, I think that gets a little bit iffy, but your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Toll free here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features. we've got there for you. This is the Live Saturday Show, and of course, you can bring up anything that you want, though we've started out the program with the Satanic Temple at it again. This time, they've come up with a satanic activity book that they intend to distribute in Orange County, Florida, after a judge has decided to allow groups to distribute Bibles and pamphlets and whatever. The judge says that an atheist group could distribute pamphlets, Christians can leave Bibles inside the school, so now the Satanic Temple is bringing their propaganda to the table.
And this is kind of the door that one leaves open when one decides to allow organizations to distribute their religious materials.
Would love to hear how you feel about it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, where is the best place to get this new decentralized currency, new on the terms of the world currencies? Bitcoin's been around for about 5 years now, but it's still relatively new to the scene. Where's the best place to get this amazing technology?
Express Coin. You can get several different cryptocurrencies at Express Coin. That's what Bitcoin is. It's a cryptocurrency that's online, peer-to-peer, open source. It can't be counterfeited. It can't be inflated by governments. It's international. It doesn't have any governmental attachments. And it allows you complete control over your currency as opposed to, I don't know, giving it to a bank that is, you know, decides whether or not the government can shut down your account and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Credit card companies, they decide when the chargebacks occur, not you, the retailer. So I think Bitcoin's amazing. And Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, Darkcoin, the other coins that ExpressCoin sells, they're very similar in many ways. You can buy them either in the U.S. or in Canada. And all you have to do is either you can use a money order, check, or wire transfer, or you can make a deposit at a local credit union and have your cryptocurrency in your account by the next business day. That's a pretty good gig. ExpressCoin.com. If you use coupon code FTL and you get fewer than $40 worth of whatever the cryptocurrency is you purchase, you can get it at no charge at all. The fee's relatively low with ExpressCoin. 3%. I don't know anybody else who's that low. But you can do it with for no fee at all just to try it out. ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live.
So there's been a lawsuit that's been dismissed out of the Orange County School District where atheists were trying to stop, apparently, the Christians from putting Bibles inside public schools. But instead, the judge says anybody can leave information in these schools. And so now the Satanic Temple is, they put together an activity, kind of a coloring book, fun games kind of book.
So can the school stop anybody from everybody from distributing this stuff now? I mean, would it have to go back to court is, I guess, what my question is.
I guess, in theory, I guess the school could change policy and dissuade or prevent anyone from leaving information there. But right
that's
now,
probably their best move, and it probably will get the least amount of press.
Well, we'll look into details on what's going to happen in Orange County. But right now, I want to hear from you and how you feel about this. It's a freedom of speech issue, and should people be able to do this sort of thing on a government school campus? Ann is with us, and Lori, actually, listening in Madison to WXXM, the Mike 92.1. Hey, Ann, Lori. Are you there? Ann, Lori?
I'm there. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
I wanted to tell you the background of this lawsuit because it was brought by our organization, the Freedom From Religion Foundation.
Oh, please do.
We're a national group based here in Madison, Wisconsin, and we were working with our Central Florida Free Thought Community chapter after they were the Orange County Schools permitted a highly evangelical organization to supposedly passively distribute Bibles, New Testament Bibles.
What is passively distribute? Does that mean just setting them someplace?
They put them on a table, and they were supposed to only be there enough to keep supplies on the table, but there were a lot of abuses of that where they were hailing students and doing a whiteboard with a lot of religious messages on it. Mm-hmm. And when we got complaints about that, we asked to distribute our own literature, and including a lot of literature such as Richard Dawkins' God Delusion and Christopher Hitchens' God Is Not Great and the Born Again Skeptic's Guide to the Bible and some brochures that I had written, a brochure, Why Women Need Freedom from Religion, and so on. And a number of our submissions, almost all of them, were censored. And so we went to court alleging, of course, that there was viewpoint discrimination. Mm-hmm. And they brought up a lot of complaints about our literature, saying that this wasn't appropriate for high school-aged children. And our literature was analyzing what was wrong with passages in the Bible. And these passages in the Bible were equally graphic or, you know,
the Bible is a very graphic book.
Right.
Well, the Christian group was giving away the Bible,
right,
and you were analyzing the passages in the Bible.
Right, or our literature was, and so it was mm-hmm. censored, and so we had to go to federal court. And although our case was dismissed in May because basically the school district agreed that it wouldn't censor any of our materials, and it said that there would be a handout day, Religious Freedom Day, sometime in January, and that we would be now allowed to distribute our material. But we're still litigating it. We appealed some of it because our concern is that there's no written policy, and we're fearful that the same thing will happen again. So in the meantime,
so what you're concerned is that on this supposed Religious Freedom Day, that all of a sudden the rules will change, and then they'll demand that you go to court again.
Right. And
so, or you'll be stuck in the closet.
We just had a negotiation at the 11th Circuit, and so that will continue. But in the meantime, we contacted various groups, including the Satanic Temple, because we knew they were interested in state church issues, and we encouraged them to contact the school to do their own distribution. So we're very pleased with all of the fallout on this. I mean, we think it proves the point that religion, atheism, anything like that is divisive in our public schools, and if they're going to allow so-called passive distribution of Bibles, then they cannot keep out atheists, Satanists, anybody, actually,
right.
I think, on anything.
And well, I think that the one thing here is when you say it's destructive to our public schools, I'd like to point out that these aren't our public schools. They're their public schools. If they were our public schools, they wouldn't have any problem. You wouldn't have any problem distributing whatever you wanted to because
right.
they'd be ours.
I've been banned from the school district campus here because I've been on the campus handing out information in the past, and I have a lifetime ban from the entire Keene School District.
Public schools in a democracy are always going to be controlled by the organization that's most powerful, and here on the North American continent, it's going to be some time before you see, some organization besides the Christian Church in the religious arena be least powerful. That's why.
That there's a difference between even political speech and religious speech because we don't have a separation of state and politics. We have a separation of state and religion. And the Gideon Society massively violates the law, handing out New Testament Bibles throughout the nation against the law to fifth graders.
And Lori, give me a plug for your organization again. What was it?
It's the Freedom from Religion Foundation, and you can find us at ffrf.org, and we will be glad to send anyone a sample of our
great. The Freedom from Religion Foundation. Thanks. I appreciate you calling in tonight.
Thank you very much for
making that call, Ann Lori from Madison. Our toll-free number is 855-453. You can take control. Share your thoughts. Whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest-quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. We'll take your calls about anything, though. On the table for discussion is the question, sort of a larger discussion about religious freedom and, you know, whether the state should be involved in allowing people to distribute religious propaganda at government schools, or should it be prohibited completely? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can chime in on that. You can also join us on Skype. Forgot to mention that earlier. We've got Skype username lrn.fm, so feel free to contact us there. You do need to send a contact request first. We'll approve it, and then after that, you can easily call us. Hey, coming up, we're going to be in Walt Disney World, actually. Mark, you and I are going to be there. I think Stephanie and Brian from our Sunday show, we're all going to be there broadcasting live. It's going to be happening October 4th through October 6th. What is it? It's Coins in the Kingdom. It's a Bitcoin party. Now, we've been to Bitcoin conventions before. This is being described as a Bitcoin party. And I imagine it's going to be somewhat like a convention, because they are going to have speakers who, sure, you know, you might be interested in hearing talk, like Charlie Shrem, who's a Bitcoin pioneer. The feds came after him recently. I'm sure he'll be telling his story. Jeremy Gardner from the Cryptocurrency College Network. Kyle Drake of Project Skyhook, which is one of the Bitcoin vending machine companies. Will Pangman from Topeak. Dobby Barker from Bitcoin Not Bombs, Perry Ann Boring from the Chamber of Digital Commerce, Pamela Morgan from Empowered Law, so many more. You can go to coinsinthekingdom.com, get the full list of speakers there. Tickets are just $60. I'm just shocked at how affordable that is. There's no excuse. I mean, if you're in the Southeast, there's no excuse to not come to Coins in the Kingdom. And it's going to be happening again Saturday, October 4th through Monday, October 6th. That's just about 2 weeks away from where we are right now. So don't miss this. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be broadcasting live from the event. I'm looking forward to it. Fun, by the way, is mandatory. And you can come celebrate magic internet money, that is Bitcoin, at the Magic Kingdom. Go to coinsinthekingdom.com, get registered. We'll look forward to seeing you there. We're going to continue taking your calls and thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. There's an atheist group that actually we just happened to hear from because we're on the air in Madison, Wisconsin. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is they've been involved in a lawsuit down in the Orange County School District in Florida, where essentially there was a Christian group, the Gideons, and others, I guess, that had been distributing propaganda on school campus.
Yeah.
The atheists sought to do the same thing.
And that's what they were just trying to see what was fair. And then the court said that, yes, they could, in fact.
The court actually dismissed the case. Somehow that resulted in them being able to do this thing.
Right.
But that's because the school board, like, backed down and they allowed them to do it, supposedly.
Right. And then so they contacted the Freedom From Religion group, then contacted the Satanists to see that they could get them on board. And the Satanists decided, oh, we've got a coloring book.
Yeah.
And they're distributing that. Now, I've got to say, it all sort of makes me very uncomfortable. And here's the reason. I don't think that anybody should be obligated to pay for an organization that doesn't teach their core values.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's wrong. I think it is wrong.
By that, you mean the government schools.
Right. I mean, so if you're a fundamentalist Christian, you should not be obligated to pay for a school that doesn't teach what it is that you want taught to kids.
That's a good point. Or allows someone to come on campus and propagandize your son or daughter.
And I don't honestly see any reason why people who don't have kids should be obligated to pay for other people's kids going to school. I homeschool my child, but I'm obligated to pay taxes to an organization where it looks to me, for all the world, a bunch of middle-class people send their kids.
I want to come back around to that discussion, so hold that thought, Mark. Let's get Maureen on the line here. She's calling from Norfolk, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Maureen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Hey. I just wanted to kind of weigh in. My son, I put him in Catholic school basically because of the academic background he would get, and yet he would, of course, get the Catholic religion as well.
Right.
And I had him baptized, and I had him go through First Communion. But when it came time for confirmation, he was about 11 or 12 when he started questioning things, and he did his own research, and he researched various religions. Not through the school, but his own research. And he came to me when it came to confirmation time, and he said, I don't think I'm willing to commit. Because he says, doesn't that mean that I'm making a commitment to the church, and I've really thought about it, and this is what I want? And I said, that's exactly what it means. And he says, I think I'm too young to make that kind of a commitment. And I said, well, in that case, I don't think you should be doing it. And so he didn't. But that was something that, because we always talked about religion at home. And we talked about all kinds of religions. We didn't talk about just one religion. And we talked about all types of belief systems as well. And I think that it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with the school system. I do believe very strongly in separation of church and state. And I don't think that it necessarily has any place in the school system.
So would you suggest, and by the way, I appreciate that kind of parenting, the openness of allowing the son or daughter to kind of do their own research and not necessarily shoving one religion down their throats. Were you a Catholic, or is it you just picked the Catholic school for other reasons?
Well, I was raised Catholic,
mm-hmm.
and I know that I got a good academic background from it.
Yeah. Oftentimes, the Catholic school will be the best school in a given geographic area.
But you weren't a practicing Catholic at that time?
Right. I was not a practicing Catholic. And as a matter of fact, I got into trouble when it came to baptismal classes because I had to go as a parent. And because of my questioning and everything, you just can't question this. But, I did question this. And so they weren't really pleased with me.
So were you saying that you think that churches and atheists and Satanists should be prevented from giving out information on the school campuses?
I don't know that. See, it depends. Like, when you're talking about this coloring book thing that the Satanists are talking about, that sounds like it's an awfully young type of project. And I'm not sure that's an age group that the school should be involved with.
Oh, I agree.
It's a parent's decision.
I think it's a terrible idea. I sincerely hope the Satanists consider it a terrible idea, too, and that's the reason they're doing it. I suppose what I believe here is that the Satanic Temple is a bunch of atheists in disguise, right? And that what their intention is to lampoon the school into realizing that, hey, you know what you don't want? You don't want us handing this material out to 7-year-olds.
Maureen, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Satanic Temple's activity book here. It's a 10-page PDF. It's called the Satanic Children's Big Book of Activities. And the front page it's in color. You've got two youngsters. They look probably maybe elementary, middle school age, hard to really judge by a cartoon, but cartoony style, you know, something you might see on Nickelodeon. It's got that kind of look to it. And they're on the front page. One of them's got a pentagram T-shirt. The other one has a Baphomet head T-shirt, and it says brought to you by the Satanic Temple, thesatanictemple.org. Now, I thought, Mark, that they were going to have, like, they had the word jumble. You know, we have to rearrange the letters of the words.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to be satanic-related words, but I was wrong, actually. They got in the back page the key, basically, so you can check
You didn't look for the answers?
Huh?
You didn't look for the answers?
I did. I'm looking at the key right now. I didn't take the time to do the jumbles. But actually, the jumble answers are not surprisingly satanic-oriented. That's friendship, compassion, respect, empathy, justice, reason, and freedom. Their word search has words like games, fun, acceptance, love. So certainly not the most offensive content, although I'm sure Christians will not be happy about the pentagram connect the dots with a Baphomet head in it. Toll-free number here tonight is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We'd love to hear your thoughts on freedom of religion. It's Free Talk Live.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Bellawood Flooring has changed its finishing process. So for the first time ever, Lumber Liquidators is clearing out their current stock of Bellawood at unbelievable prices. Get Bellawood Red Oak Solid Prefinished Hardwood for an incredible $2.99 per square foot. That's over 30% off already low prices. Even stunning solid Bellawood Bolivian Rosewood for an amazing 51% off. These are not seconds. This is first quality with a transferable 100-year warranty. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest you. Special 18-month financing is available. But hurry, these clearance deals end Tuesday.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live Saturday edition. We'll take your calls about whatever you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. Though on the table tonight to discuss, we brought in a story about the Satanic Temple. They're at it again. Now they've got themselves an activity book, kind of like a coloring book with games involved, jumble a word search. And they intend to and or are already distributing this coloring book, game book, out at Orange County, Florida schools, where apparently all religions and atheists and Satanists are allowed to put their propaganda out there. Apparently they're not physically...
Well, they're having a religion day or something.
Right. According to the Freedom From Religion Foundation, we actually had one of their reps call us up just randomly. They happen to be listening. They were the ones involved in the lawsuit that secured this distribution freedom. And the idea is that they are allowed to leave their propaganda on some sort of a table at the school, not that they would be there physically handing it out. Although there's some larger issues involved here. And Mark, you were beginning to touch on it a moment ago. And that is that you don't appreciate being forced to pay for a system that you don't agree with. And whether it's because you're an atheist or because you're a Christian or whatever, I happen to know that you have a religion, although it's, you know, not a specifically named one. Maybe Quaker would probably be closest.
I'm a Quaker. Yeah.
But that you feel like it's an offense that you'd be forced to pay for a school system that is giving questionable information or information you don't agree with to your children.
Well, I think that it would be impossible for somebody to not disagree with some information that is being, propagandized inside of a school, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, there's so much information that goes on in 13 years. I personally am not very fond of the fact that, you know, that the government gets to extract money from me to create a government school system where they can then talk about what a great solution to problems the state is. I personally think that that's destructive and completely unfair, but it's obvious that other people are going to have different problems, and those people shouldn't have to pay for that either.
So I want to get to your calls and thoughts. The number here is toll-free, and it's brought to you by ProXPN. It's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, or Skype on into the show at username lrn.fm. And get yourself a free pound of some of the best coffee out there at coffee.freetalklive.com. This is BuzzBox. Now, Mark, you are a huge coffee drinker, and drink, what, a pot of this stuff every single day? It's that good.
More so now that I have BuzzBox. It's really good coffee. It's 100% organic and top 1% grade Arabica beans, so the best of the best beans. And it's shade grown, which is good for people who get that kind of acidity reflux thing going on with coffee. But really what sets BuzzBox coffee apart, because you can get high-end shade grown coffee over the internet. You're not going to get it at a grocery store. The stuff you're going to get at a grocery store is going to be Robusto beans that are, you know, sun-grown, and they're likely to give you all kinds of acid reflux. And they're certainly generally not organic. But what BuzzBox does is they allow us to work with Kiva.org to give microloans to people around the world. So whether somebody's looking to, I don't know, put a new engine in their taxi cab, or to, you know, get some restaurant equipment, or to buy some appliances so they can fix them and sell them to other people in their community. One lady needed a sewing machine. And we're able to help them get a loan to do what, you know, we're able to loan to them the money so that they're able to get what they need to make their life better. And then when they pay it back, we can give that money to somebody else.
So we're constantly putting loans back out there.
Yeah.
The more Free Talk Live listeners sign up at coffee.freetalklive.com, the more loans that we can give out.
Absolutely. And these help keep people get the hand up. You're not talking about doing something for a community, giving away money or food or these kinds of things, which, you know, all those are fine and dandy, but I kind of believe in you teach somebody to fish and they'll fish for a lifetime. And that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the thing that that individual is passionate about, that that individual believes that they can make their life better with. And if you believe like me, just get your coffee that you drink coffee every day in all likelihood. Get your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Get a free pound there, try it out, and then you can continue with the subscription.
Now, the subscription is you can adjust. So if you don't drink a whole pot per day, maybe you only drink a cup or two, you can adjust your subscription to deliver the coffee as often as you need it in the amount that you were requesting.
That's right. I get 4 pounds every 6 weeks.
Wow. Okay. Do you think you're on the high end of their customer scale?
I don't know.
Anyway, it'd be interesting to see how that breaks down. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Grab yourself a free pound. Just pay the shipping cost and cancel any time. Let's go to Mark in Charleston, South Carolina. You are on Free Talk Live. Hey, Mark.
Hi there. I always think I'm an extreme libertarian until I chance to be around a radio to hear you guys. And it's why I
thank
really
God
enjoy it.
Somebody can finally be more extreme than you.
No, I'm a big believer in public schools, although I don't think they should ever be used as a forum to propagandize anyone in any way other than simply treating, you know, to educate children on.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, the nature of the public, the government school system is propaganda. I mean, that they're constantly propagandizing the students in favor of the state. I mean, it's not like the public schools or the government schools are going to talk bad about the government.
I cannot disagree with you. That's why I enjoy hearing your views.
So isn't that a contradiction then in your beliefs? Like you support public schools, but
why do you support? Why do you support government schools?
I support government schools, I guess, because I came out of that system in graduating in the early 1970s from high school and got an excellent education. Although even back then, I thought it was very strange when we'd have the assemblies where someone like Jimmy Swaggart would address this and that sort of thing.
Do you think your education in the early 1970s when you graduated, do you think your education was better than the private schools in your town?
Depends upon the schools, since both my mother and one of my aunts went to parochial schools, even though they were Protestants. And that was considered to be the best education at the time. But, I mean, by my experience, I got an excellent education.
Well, I wouldn't disagree that. But generally what people will say with private schools is that private schools provide a better education generally than public schools provide. Because a public school, like some kid can wind up really well educated and many kids wind up really poorly educated. It's a much wider spectrum of education that comes out of public school. And what I always think of is when I hear that, because I went to both public and private, and I can tell you the private education was significantly better than the public education that I got, was that, you know, like the marketplace is providing better schools. We know who's going to provide a better school, and that's an organization that has to compete to provide a better education.
Because they're not guaranteed, the private school is not guaranteed money from the parents, unlike the government schools, which doesn't matter how poor of a job they're doing, they're going to get funding the next year.
based on some of the politically incorrect nonsense that I hear reported about public schools now, I have to say you are right. I guess I would be nervous about scrapping the entire public school system and that sort of thing. And going
is it because of poor people?
Yeah, but, well, and, you know, it, so and to me, in principle, you're right. I don't know how one would affect it.
Let me run a proposal by you, Mark. Think about it this way. You know that you feel like you got a good education. You can read, you can write, you can do arithmetic or whatever. And, of course, it's arguable that the education isn't as good now as it was back then. That's another point. But beyond that, what you don't know is how much better it could have been. So you felt it was adequate. You felt it was good. But it could have been excellent. It could have been awesome, right? And you wouldn't know that. We'll never really know how great education could be until it's finally open to the marketplace to provide competing types of education to where the price would get driven down, because we know how crazy expensive government schools are. The per pupil cost is insane.
Well, monopolies never have low prices.
Right. So you get the crazy prices. So even if you are getting a decent education, and there's plenty of kids in government schools who are not, but even if you are getting a decent education, you're paying through the nose for it, whereas if we had a free market in education, maybe we'd see great education for an affordable price. I mean, wouldn't that be better?
Oh, I do agree with you there. It's why I like listening to you. I like hearing proposals for fixing something.
So here's my proposal specifically to keep the government schools, the public schools, sort of, right? My proposal is let's turn them over to the teachers and the staff. Give the staff ownership of those schools. Let them decide their curriculum. Let them decide the rules and the amounts they need to charge. And get the government out of the picture entirely. Get rid of taxes as far as the funding method. And essentially set them free. Set those schools free from the government system, from the federal bureaucracy and all these stupid federal rules. What's this, No Child Left Behind, or the new thing that they've got?
Common Core.
Set it free from all those strictures and then see what happens and let them see if they can make it on their own. You don't have to get rid of the schools themselves. They can still exist. Thanks, Mark, for the call. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning. $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com. PhilsGang.com or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.